Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. My name is Tammy, and I have a Right here. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I have a notice, or not a notice, but a invitation, I guess.
Sure.
And I just wanted to hear exactly what your offer is. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on?
Yes.
Okay. Could you do 4 digits at a time for me, please?
Sure.
Okay.
2511.
2511. Okay.
0401.
Okay.
0044.
0044. Got it.
9617.
9617. Just one moment, please.
No problem.
Okay, and then this is Tammy with Don Esther Mexican Restaurant.
Correct.
All right, and then just one more screen here. And Tammy, we have a new phone system. We actually got it last week, and we've experienced a couple dropped calls. Is there a good number, if God forbid the call were to drop, that I could reach back out to you on?
Yes, 831-623-2518.
2518. I appreciate that. I had a couple of drop calls yesterday, and I was freaking out. I couldn't reach back out to the customer.
Well, just so that you know, yeah, your system is kind of going a little bit bonkers.
Yeah.
And it's not finishing. It's the information that it's giving. Well, we're waiting. It's like repeating itself and not.
Oh no. Okay.
Finishing the complete thought, I guess.
Yeah, we're just still trying to hammer out the finer points of this the new phone system, and it's become a challenge of sorts.
All this new technology.
Yeah.
While I'm sure it is good, I'm telling you, there's nothing like the old days when you just called. If you got somebody, you got somebody. If you
right.
Called back, right?
Are we talking rotary dial here?
You know what? I'm okay with rotary dial. How about push button? I mean,
yeah.
I'll even go to push button.
I understand. You know what? I grew up in that generation, too. As a kid, you know, we had rotary dial, and there was no second line or anything. If you got a hold of somebody, you got a hold of them. If you didn't, then,
right.
You know, you tried back at another
call
time.
Back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But not to get off topic, Tammy, just want to confirm a little bit of info that we have on file for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have the billing address, excuse me, at P.O. Box 880 in San Juan Bautista, California. Is that still correct?
Correct.
Okay, what is the physical location?
225 Franklin Street, San Juan Bautista.
Franklin, great. And then lastly, you wanted to confirm the business classification. Are you a partnership, a proprietorship, LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp?
We're an S-Corp.
Okay, great. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. You know, we do have a multitude of programs. If you let me know what you're looking to potentially do, I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay, so what I'm needing to do is I'm needing to redo floors, and I have a company that I would love to order some new tables and chairs from that would fit my motif.
Sure.
But, of course, I can't do that unless I have funding. I mean, I can. I can do everything piecemeal the way I'm doing it right now, but I would love just to get it all done.
Right.
And have to do it piecemeal. That's what's going on right now.
Okay. And was there a specific dollar amount in mind that would help you complete this project?
You know, I also have an ice machine and refrigerator that I need to buy.
Okay. That's okay.
So we're looking, I mean, if I could do 80,000, 90,000, that would be phenomenal.
Okay. Okay. I'm just taking some notes here real quickly. 90,000. So there's, we have two options for you here. One would be, were you looking for any sort of operational capital as well, or would this all be equipment?
Operational capital as well, because in order for me to do my floors, I need to close for 3 days.
Okay.
And I would need to be able to afford to close.
I understand. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the two options here, we have a traditional equipment financing program, which is similar to like a car loan. It's 2 to 5 years in length. It's a monthly payment, and there's no down payment required. It's typically just a first month's payment. And rates start at right around 4% and, you know, can go up there. We do look at a couple factors, you know, time in business, personal credit, and cash flow are the determining factors as to, you know, what the rate would be, the length of term, you know, and so on. And then the other option is this. Are you familiar with working capital loans? Have you heard of those or taken one out for the business in the past?
So a working capital loan is almost something like I would get at the my bank, correct? As far as
And so it would be based off of your the gross annual sales from the year previous, and we're able to lend 10 to 12% of that, you know, as unsecured cash to use for, you know, a huge amount of reasons, just like to redo your floors, add on additional employees, pay down debt. You know, we don't follow the money.
Okay, so if I give you a number of 28 times 4, 7, 12.
And I was just thinking also, you know, we could do this another way, and one thing would be to finance the equipment, and the other way would bring on a small amount of operational capital to help out through those 3 days while you're closing. You know, how much do you think that you may be losing in those 3 days of closure?
3, 6, 9, probably between $9,000 to $10,000.
Okay.
So if I have like 1.34 in annual sales, where would that put me?
That would put you right around, we can make upwards of 140 to 160 to 70 available for the business.
Okay. And what would a payment be on something like that on a monthly basis?
See, that's where it gets tricky there. With the working capital, typically they're shorter term in length, so 6 to 18 to 24 months, and I have seen them go 3 years sometimes as well. You know, we need to look at a couple factors to really determine what a monthly or a daily or weekly payment would be and how long the term itself would be. So it's really, to throw out some arbitrary numbers out there, I wouldn't feel, you know, responsible doing that. You know, we getting you approved, it could be something entirely different.
Correct.
And I would want to just be as transparent and as straightforward with you as possible. And at this point, I can't without really seeing, you know, information on the business.
Okay.
But rates are a little more expensive with the working capital as it is unsecured. So it starts around 10% on the dollar, or 10 cents on the dollar, excuse me. And these loans are a fixed cost. So there's no, you know, annual interest rate that is jumping per day. So when you do receive the loan, the first page of the documents would say, this is the amount you're borrowing. This is the total payback. This is what you would pay, depending on the frequency that we figure out, daily, weekly, or monthly. But with our working capital loans, on the other side of it, there are early payment discounts that kind of counter the more expensive cost of the loan. So certain programs will forgive 25% of the remaining interest. We have other programs that will forgive 6% of the remaining balance. So it can actually counter the cost of the loan itself towards the end if you had any plans on paying them off early. Mm-hmm. With the equipment financing, it's set. It's more like your car loan, like I was explaining. So you would have a fixed payment each month, and then you could budget accordingly with that.
Well, I like being able to do something where I could do it on a monthly.
Okay. monthly.
Where I could budget accordingly.
Yes. I know that's extremely important.
Yes. And it would have to be, you know, even like $50,000 would be of some help.
Okay. So 50 total for the project and the lost revenues?
I can live with that.
Okay. Do you, let me ask you this. Do you have the tables and chairs and the, you know, type of flooring that you're looking at already picked out and all that good stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did they give you quotes on that by chance?
Yes.
So I'm trying to just figure out the least expensive way to go about this that is going to, you know, save you the most amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to see what the bare minimum would be for you to complete this and then, you know, have a little bit of security there for the days that you're closed.
Okay.
You know, what would you...
I know my floors are $16,000.
Okay.
And the tables and chairs are $23,000.
Tables and chairs,
rounding
up.
Yeah, I'm rounding up a little bit. So
okay, perfect.
That and then about $10,000 for the 3 days that I would have to be closed.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we're looking at right around $59,000 or $60,000 to round it out. Could be the potential that you would need to get this completed?
Correct.
Okay. So I think the least expensive way to do this would be to, for the floors, tables, and chairs, we go through equipment financing. You know, we could do a shorter term, you know, 2 years or 3 years to get that paid off so you're not paying off on it, you know, 5 years from now. And then we could do something in the short term as well for the $10,000 to get you through those days. And if you wanted to pay that off early, there could be, you know, significant discount on the back end of that. So you're not paying too much extra for the $10,000. Does that, you know, make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay.
But what I need to see is actual numbers.
I understand. Absolutely understand. And we can get you those inside of 24 hours. We just have a simple one-page application, and we would need to look at 6 months of bank statements just to verify cash flow, the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return to verify the sales from last year, and then ownership. And if you had the quotes on those items, the flooring, tables, and chairs, you know, those would be the things that we would need to get you feedback inside of 24 hours. We can get you some legitimate numbers and see if it would, you know, fit within your plans.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Is there an email or something that?
Yes. What is a good email for you? And I will package everything and I'll shoot that over to you in about a half hour here.
Okay. It's going to be the letter C.
Okay.
And then Tammy, T-A-M-I, 64 at gmail.com.
At gmail. Okay, Tammy. And I will put together the information that we require. I'll attach the applications and then my direct dial as well. So if you have any questions, you know, gather that information, you can always reach out to me. I am here to help.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
No problem. And we're both in California, and I get off typically each day at 3:30. So if you have any questions in the afternoon, you can always give me a holler, and I'm back in at 6:30 in the morning. So if you're up early and have questions, you can call me then as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Tammy. And keep your eyes peeled. I will have the email out to you in about 20 minutes here.
All right, hon. Thank you. You have a great afternoon now.
You too. Thank now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.